This is program number LW2541. Well, you may not believe this story, but it's true. Hi, this is Larry West. Ever heard of Siamese twins? I'm talking about the original Siamese twins. Their story is so fantastic it's hard to believe, but it's true. They came into the world joined at the chest and were never in all their lives separated. They were born halfway around the world in a distant land then known as Siam. These two guys' names were Chang and Ing, and they were the original Siamese twins. They moved to this country and became an instant sensation, gawked at by thousands. But that's how they made their money. They handled their own tours, outmaneuvering even P.T. Barnum and his circus. Although Chang and Ing were two distinct persons, it was impossible for them to be separated. They were tied together at the chest. They were joined by a thick, fleshly ligament resembling an arm, 5 to 6 inches long and 8 inches around, connecting them at the base of their chests. Now, what they were was enough of a sensation, but what they did astonished people even more. They got married. They married two girls, one apiece, naturally, and despite the problem of the two husbands being joined, the marriages of the Siamese twins to Adelaide and Sarah Yates, two sisters themselves, lasted almost 31 years, and their marriages produced a total of 21 children. Now, when they got married, the Siamese twins were already 31 years old. Chang married Adelaide Yates when she was 19. Ing married Sarah Yates when she was 20. And they remained married until the twins died when they were 63 years old. All four lived together, slept together in a bed built for four, that is, until the day they decided that three's company and four's a crowd. So they each bought a house and moved their growing families into each of them, and the twins would take turns where they lived, a few days here, a few days there. It was in January 1874 that Chang died, suffering from problems accompanying bronchitis. It was the doctor who cared for them all those years who planned to operate and separate them when one died, but on this particular evening, the doctor didn't get there fast enough, and apparently Chang's death poisoned the system. Ing lapsed into a coma, and just about 2 hours after his brother died, Ing died. You know, it's amazing, these guys, Chang and Ing, refused to allow their obstacle to stop them from doing what they wanted to do. They chopped wood, they mended fences, they married and had children, they went into business, invested money, and became gentlemen farmers. They refused to allow their obstacle to stop them. The next time you feel sorry for yourself, and we all do from time to time, just remember Chang and Ing. I met a girl the other day, she's about 24 years old, who is what they call a thalidomide baby. Now, years ago, thalidomide was a drug that some mothers took when they were pregnant, but they discovered the tremendous harm it was causing the babies, so they stopped it. But for some, they discovered it too late. Margaret was a thalidomide baby. Margaret lives now in a nursing home, and I've never seen bigger smiles or more personality on anybody. She lit up my life. Margaret has no arms, no legs, but she's a beacon that lights up the whole place. Margaret is determined to overcome her obstacle. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. When I'm burdened, I like to read what Jesus Christ himself said one day. He said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest." Now there's motivation to overcome the obstacle. Any obstacle, every obstacle. He's my motivation. Jesus cares. He cares for you. I've written a pamphlet called, "How Would You Like to Be Problem Free?" How about that for a title? How would you like to be problem free? I'd like to send it to you. It is free. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.